Welcome back. That's Cyndi Lauper with Sally's Pigeons. All right? It's a whole song about her friend who lost her life to a botched abortion at a time when women weren't allowed to get abortions. Okay? Before 1973. So it's not that long ago, and it's shaping up similar ways today. All right? And that's what this whole show is about right now. And I'm really pleased to, you know, well, let me say this. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a play in Atwater at the Echo Theater at the Atwater Village Theater. And I saw this play. It's called Dry Land. And I thought, I went in and I read a description of it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go and see this. But the person who sent it to me was very smart. She didn't say, oh, it's about this. She just let me walk in. And my mind was blown. I really, really liked it. I was just sitting there and I was so stunned. And it just brought so much together in terms of emotionally, in terms of the society that's going on today, what's happening to young women in particular. And the name of the play is Dry Land, all right? So the play is Dry Land, and it's running. We're going to get this out of the way real quick. It runs Friday through Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And it's at the Echo Theater Company, Atwater Village Theater, which, again, get your pens out. It's 3269. Or if you're smoking cigarettes, you can just burn it into your palm, okay, or whatever. It's 3269 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. It's a great theater center, and this is a great play called Dry Land. And joining us today to talk about this, all right, you got this? We've got a whole bunch of people here. It's Alana Dietz, who's the director. Alana, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you got to get closer to your mic, though. Otherwise, we'll just hear this like, hello. All right, and we have Tegan Rose, who's one of the actors. Hi.
How's
now
it
you
going?
Got it. Now
there
you got
we
it.
Go.
So you're used to this. All right. And Kelly Iding?
Yeah, that's right.
Connor Kelly Iding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
hi. Connor. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that name. Okay. Funny. That would lead one to think you were Irish, and then you're doing
just a wee bit.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, the Irish have screwed people up for a long time, especially women, okay? We just got that out of the way. All right. So why don't we do first, actually, Alana, why don't we talk with you? Why don't you tell people what the play is about?
So, it's about a lot of things. I think what you were hinting at is that, in a sense, it's a play about an abortion, but it's definitely not just a play about an abortion. The little line that I give people is, it's a play about an unexpected friendship between two girls who are on a high school swim team together that develops when one of them asks the other to help her DIY an abortion. But beyond that, it's about a lot of things. It's about what it is to be a teenage girl, what it is to be a person developing your sexuality, mental health issues, depression, and just these girls and their friendship and what they mean to each other.
You know, it's interesting, though, because I was reading an interview with the playwright. And she said she didn't want people to downplay the fact that it was about abortion.
Right.
You know, because I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, I think it's a very complicated relationship between, you know, you guys, between your two characters, mm-hmm. and between even the minor characters that come in. It's like, actually, there's a very complicated thing going on, which is about the lives of young women.
Right.
And at the same time, it also unfolds around this thing, which today is shaping a lot of that in terms mm-hmm. of the way people look at women in general and young women in particular and what happens. And I think it really, that's the point that we were just talking about with the author of that book about, it casts a whole pall, it casts a certain shadow over women's lives from beginning to end, because mm-hmm. if you have to be a character who, you know, and I'll just say one more thing, you know, Tegan, like your character comes in and is basically, folks, you got to see this. You open this up and Tegan's character is asking Connor's character to keep punching her in the stomach. Right? Mm-hmm. You're like, no, that just hurts.
Throws you right up in the beginning.
Yeah, and you had me convinced that you were really doing it. Okay,
good.
Yeah. But basically, you know, there's this whole thing that comes down with in terms of the worth of young women and how they view themselves. And to me, I wanted to ask you guys about that. And in both of you, actually. But let's start with you, Tegan, because you're doing this play and you're thinking, like, you know, all right, your character is someone who's a very complicated young person,
yes.
but who plays off like she doesn't give a damn about nothing.
Right.
You know, but actually she's carrying a whole lot of weight with her.
Of course. Yeah, I think it's extremely important just that these issues about abortion and also young women and all of the intricate things they have to go through in their lives are that the conversation is just being brought up, because part of the issue, I think, is that there are so many stereotypes that are placed upon young women simply because of a lack of understanding or a lack of information about what's going on in their lives, in their friendships, in their sexuality. And because of that lack of information, it leads to just not being able to deal with things in sometimes the most human way you can. So I think that my character, Amy, she latches on to Connor's character, Esther, because I think she can see that there is a humanness there and a real connection and friendship and love that she's not used to getting, whether it's from her parents or the superficial relationships that she has with some of the other girls or boys in her school. And these are things that feel very, very real to me from circumstances that I've been through and circumstances that I've talked about with other friends of mine. And I just think that we need to lift up the veil of stereotypes and superficiality.
Not to mention just the terrible downpression of women that comes on, which I think a lot of what you were talking to about the, you know, just what happens to young women in terms of, I mean, you see that concentrated in their characters. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute, but Connor, what do you say about all this? No, I'm not. I just flew through it.
Easy peasy. I feel like, I mean, it's the play was so moving to me the first time I read it. It instantly became one of my favorite plays. Because of the way she deals with what it is, just the what it is to be a young person, but specifically a young woman, and how it really is not pleasant a lot of the time or fun, or, you know, it's really, my high school experience was very different from these girls' high school experience, but I still understand what it means to be, like, desperately lonely and, like, kind of lost in terms of who am I, and it is a hard place to go back to because those feelings are so fraught, and growing up is confusing and difficult. I feel like the whole we're talking about, like, women's worth and figuring out what that is as a young woman, and the whole kind of belief that you know, once you start going through puberty and your sexuality gets wrapped up in it, you know, the belief that, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about this in just in my life in general, and about wanting to be a full human being, and feeling like because of what society says about how women are supposed to be and interact mm-hmm. with men and other women, that it takes a lot of, like, active effort to kind of you know, figure out who you are from the inside and not from what everybody else is telling you you're supposed to be. And so it is to see a play that's dealing with that at a high school level is really exciting, and I feel very
I'd like to add on to that I think that one of the things that this play does so beautifully with all of the intricate nature of both of these characters is it shows that women are not just one thing. Mm-hmm. It is not simply a black and white issue. And that the sooner that we're able to start understanding that and talking about that and standing behind that, I think the more confidence we'll be able to get when just being able to have conversations about these issues.
Alana, you want to jump in?
I was just thinking about, like, the way that Amy presents herself and her sexuality is something that really stood out to me about the play early on. She has this strange conflict that I really related to, where she feels like she has to be a sexual being in order to be recognized as a person. Mm-hmm. And Amy's a very she's like a queen bee sort of character. So for her, being a slut is a badge of honor, and yet it's also something that she's deeply ashamed of. Mm. So there's this double standard in her sexuality that she feels like she has to be a sexual object to men in order to exist. Yeah. And yet she also is punished for that repeatedly in many different ways. She's punished because she gets pregnant. She's punished because then this guy who got her pregnant basically stops paying attention to her. So that's just something that really stood out to me coming out of what you guys were saying.
About. I really have to agree. It's the same thing with me when I was watching it. And we won't give anything away, but there's that one moment in the play where Rose, actually, your character, Amy, something's revealed about you that just lays you wide open, you know? And then there's other parts in it where you talk about like what you want to do, you know, and what you want to be, and Esther, your character has much more, seems to have at least outwardly much more of a sense of sort of what you want to do in terms of your swimming and what you're going to study and all. But this thing of the life that you're talking about, the life that actually is robbed from young women, and things are imposed on them I wanted to ask you this because I don't want to miss this. You guys had a little reading you were going to do. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Okay. And folks, you should know, just so you get the sense, right? This occurs all in a locker room, okay, with a swimming pool in the background. It's a great set. And Alana, you did a tremendous job in directing this thing. It's really good. So let's tell people what this scene is that you're going to do, and then let's jump into it.
Great. Well, the play runs straight through. So it's just scene after scene after scene. Which is a lovely way to just dive in, so to speak. And so this is scene two, technically, of the play. Here it goes. Good?
Yeah.
All right. I got the magazine from the boys' locker room. It's porn.
Oh.
Come sit. The boys' locker room stinks.
That's what I heard.
There were some moldy shorts in the corner.
How's the porn?
Kind of gross, but also kind of hot. You want a cig?
I'm okay. Cigarettes aren't really my thing.
What's your thing?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I used to eat Play-Doh. Maybe that's my thing?
Everybody used to eat Play-Doh. This girl used to eat Play-Doh.
Yeah. She looks like she was made in a wax museum.
That's all the airbrushing. Remember when I told you what it felt like when I was a cheerleader? That's what it feels like to be this girl. Like, all bent over and stuff. Like, sexy, but also really ugly because it's sex and sex is ugly.
I don't think sex is ugly.
You've had sex?
One time. On a trampoline.
Really?
It was with my neighbor, Josh. I wouldn't really counted as sex because it didn't really feel like anything, but I just wanted to try it once to see what it was like.
What was it like?
A little bouncy. But also nice, I guess.
You can try sitting on my stomach.
What?
That was another thing that you could do from that website.
The one that told you to drink laundry detergent?
Do you have a credit card and a fake ID that looks like me?
No.
You want to help me douche with iodine or fall down a flight of stairs? Thought so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, whatever. I just climb on top of you?
Yeah, just like sit right here.
Okay.
Okay, now folks, you just have to understand something. Amy, Rose's character, is trying to get Connor's character, Esther, to help her induce an abortion, okay?
Yes.
That's, I'm telling you, it's just, there's so much packed into this thing. And, you know, it's interesting to me. What kind of response have you been getting from people?
I mean, the feedback overall has been very positive. What's interesting is a lot of people point to the sort of stranger scenes in the play as ones that really stand out for them. There's a scene that's only one line
I missed that. What was it?
it's strange. It's a different character, not one of these two girls, but Jenny Sue, who plays Reba, comes on, and all she says is, "Wait, I'm going to pee." And that's the one that people bring up with me a lot, because they're like, "That was so funny and weird. What was that about?" But I love it, because I just think it's such a great little tiny microcosm of being a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. But in general, people are really blown away by the most graphic scene in the play, which I don't want to get too into. I don't want to give anything away, but there is a very powerful, visceral scene in the play, and people have been, I think, shocked, but also deeply, deeply moved by it, which is what I was hoping for, which is what I felt when I read it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and without, again, without giving anything away, I do think, though, that the point of even that, that this, the reference that you made actually earlier to the, just a minute ago or so, mm-hmm. to the do-it-yourself abortions and all of these things that are going on, and how that, again, comes back to the shaping, the cloud, the thing that's shaping so much of whether a woman is a human being from the moment. I mean, that's that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You're either, you know, and even you know, referencing the porn magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because look, there's whole generations of guys who think that that's what a woman is.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, and they think that, that, and all it is, and for them, a woman is a sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you know, Connor, in your character, when you say the thing that the scene of like, when Amy asks you, you know, well, did you like it? Well, I don't know. it didn't feel like anything.
Yeah.
You know, you think it brings you right back to this thing of there's the emotional, you know, look, sex is a wonderful thing when people really want to do it with each other, you know, mm-hmm. no matter who they are. But it's really, it's an expression of love mm-hmm. and closeness. It's in a closeness you don't get in many other spheres and mm-hmm. in other ways. But there is actually something very important about it. But then in this society, it gets so destroyed and twisted. Yeah, so you have young girls who your characters. I thought the playwright did this thing of really capturing, you know, these young girls who are trying to just find their way through the world and go up and either are, you know, shyly doing it, or somebody is saying, the hell with you, and creating this whole alter ego that isn't really her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and at least, again, it contributes to the lack of humanity that's enforced on people. So I got it, unbelievable as it seems, I thought we'd have a lot more. We should have taken an hour.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Anyway, I got to tell you, folks, you've got to see this play. It's really, really a great play. It's called Dry Land, and it's running Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. through May 15th. And it's at the Echo Theater Company, Atwater Village Theater, 3269 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. And the zip code is 90039. That way you can find it on all kinds of those secret things that I still don't know how to use to find my way to places. But, you know, I used to be a cab driver, so I memorized it. But I want to thank you all for joining us today. Anybody want to have, in a minute or less, have anything they want to add on real quick?
Oh, man. Yeah, oh man.
Just very grateful
to get to come onto your show and talk about something that we love so very much.